Chapter 32, Cetology. Already we are boldly launched upon the deep, but soon we shall be launched in its unshored, harborless immensities. Ere that come to pass, ere the Pequod's weedy hull rolls side by side with the barnacled hulls of the Leviathan, at the outset it is but well to attend to a matter almost indispensable to a thorough, appreciative understanding of the more special leviathanic revelations and illusions of all sort which are to follow. It is some systemized exhibition of the whale and his broad genre that I would now fain put before you. Yet is it no easy task. The classification of the constituents of a chaos, nothing less is here essayed. Listen to what the best and latest authorities have laid down. No branch of zoology is so much involved as that which is entitled cetology, says Captain Storsby, A.D. 1820. It is not my intention, were it in my power, to enter into the inquiry as to the true method of dividing the cetacea into groups and families. Utter confusion exists among the historians of this animal, sperm whale, says Surgeon Beale, A.D. 1839. Unfitness to pursue a research in the unfathomable waters, impenetrable veil covering our knowledge of the cetacea, a field strewn with thorns. All these incomplete indications but serve to torture us naturalists. Thus speak of the whale, the great Cuvier, and John Hunter, and Lesson, those lights of zoology and anatomy. Nevertheless, though of real knowledge there be little, yet of books there are plenty. And so, in some small degree, with cetology or the science of whales, many are the men, small and great, old and new, landsmen and seamen, who have at large or in little written of the whale.